took his power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. Praise the Lord and welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast, where we start your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul, tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective to empower your daily life with a new topic, prayer, and task for today. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and it's all within 15 minutes so you can get to work. Our topic for this morning is, does anybody still believe in the power of prayer? Does anybody still believe in the power of prayer? It works. It still works. Our scripture for this morning comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 5. While you're getting your Bibles ready, I remind everyone that you can learn more about me, the ministry, contact me, and hear prior powerful morning motivation broadcasts on my ministry website at feelthefire.com. That's F-E-E-L, feel, letter D, not T-H-E, fire.com. Well, by now, you should have your Bibles ready. Let's go to the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 10, verses 3 through 5, and I am reading from the KJV. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. What is our topic for this morning? Does anybody still believe in the power of prayer? It works. I'm here to tell you this morning that it still works. Now, in this word that we read this morning, Paul is talking to the church or the people at Corinth, and he's reminding them that although we live in a fleshly body, although we are tangible beings, although we live and exist on this earth, we require water, we require food, we require oxygen, we require all of the tangible things to exist. When it comes to fighting warfare, when it comes to bringing about a desired end, that the things that we use to fight warfare and to obtain victory are not just the natural elements of war, but that we understand that when we go to fight, that what we utilize are not just the tangible things, because the weapons of our warfare, those things that will propel us to victory, they're not carnal. They are prayer. They are putting on the whole armor of God. And that when we do so, that we understand that the weapons that we utilize, those non-carnal weapons, are so powerful that they pull down strongholds. They come in and they overcome the fortification of the enemy. They cast down everything that rises against our enemy or brings our enemies into captivity, because the things that we fight with as brothers and sisters in Christ, those are spiritual equipment. Those are spiritual spears, spiritual shields. Those are spiritual bullets, and they are so powerful that they go before us and they overcome our enemies. But part of the problem today is that we have forgotten the power of prayer. You see, we don't really believe that prayer still works. This is why we don't pray anymore. We don't intercede anymore. We don't fast anymore outside of the Daniel fast at church, outside of anniversary, outside of revival, outside of when the pastor calls for prayer. This is why we don't have our own individual prayer lives, because we don't really believe that word we read in 2 Corinthians, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. We don't really believe the word in James 5 and 16, that the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man, a righteous woman availeth much, because if we truly believe that word, if we truly understood that word, if we truly still believe that prayer still work, then we would establish a consistent prayer life. We'd put in the work because we would be trying to bring about the desired result. And the word that we read today is even further corroborated in Ephesians 6 and 12, where it also reminds us that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, the rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places. See, when you really believe that prayer still works, the first thing you will do in every situation is you will take the situation to the Lord. When you really believe that prayer still works, you won't wait until the struggle comes to begin to pray. Instead, you will already have some prayers in the bank, because sometimes the situation is so insurmountable from a natural point of view that you don't even have the words to pray. You don't even have the ability to pray. Sometimes what you're going through is so catastrophic that all you can do is sit there, just rock, just hold yourself, just cry. Sometimes you don't even have the strength to formulate the words anymore. But if you had already believed that prayer still works, then when the situation comes upon you, you'll be all right, because you will already have a prayer life. Why? Because I believe that prayer still works. I believe prayer still works. You believe prayer still works. Hallelujah. Now, this does not mean that you don't do your part, or that I don't do my part, because faith without works is dead. But it means that we understand that in everything we do, our efforts alone are still inadequate. Because it doesn't matter if I plan my day out at work. It doesn't matter if I plan to be in court in 2 weeks. If God doesn't breathe within me the breath of life, I won't wake up. It doesn't matter all of the preparation I do to go in and defend my clients. I always understand that there's a jury that has to hear me, or a judge that has to hear me. There are other people I have to persuade. I need God to go in and prepare the way. I need God to give me the wisdom. I need God, because I understand the power of prayer. So herein lies the problem. Since we really don't believe that prayer is capable of yielding substantive material results, we don't invest any time in it, because we believe that our return on investment, it'll be insufficient. It will not yield substantial fruit, because you see, you go to work every day because you believe that that paycheck will be in your account on the day that it's supposed to be there. Your boss does not have to call you, remind you to go to work. He doesn't have to call a national day of go to work day. He doesn't have to tell you to set your alarm. No, you believe that if you go to work, you're going to receive the reward of your labor. So you get yourself ready, prepare your clothing. You won't miss work. If you need to miss it, you call in, or you set vacation, because you believe that the job will yield sufficient results. This is what I have to remind you of this morning regarding the Lord, regarding his word. Prayer still works. Prayer have to have eloquent words. You don't always need formality of speech. You don't have to make sure you have proper subject-verb agreement. All you got to do is just have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about your troubles. He will hear your faintest cry. He will answer by and by. Sometimes you just got to get down and dirty in prayer. Ugly and authentic. You can't really care about utilizing the King's good English because you understand that prayer still works. Prayer still works. So you begin to tell God what you need. You begin to tell God what you want. You begin to ask him for what you want. You begin to praise him for his blessings. You begin to thank him for what he's already done. Why? Because you know that prayer still works. Say it with me. Prayer still works. Say it with me. Prayer still works. Oh, we got to speed it up because we're running out of time. But let me remind you that when you really get into that prayer closet, the Lord who sees you and hears you in secret, he will reward you openly. The Holy Spirit will begin to bring that word to your recollection. You see, you will be in fear. You will be wondering how it's all going to work out. And then the word, the Spirit will bring back to you in prayer, Romans 8 and 37, that in these things, in everything, we are more than conquerors. You will be sitting there afraid of what is coming upon you, and the Spirit will bring back Psalm 27 and 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Prayer still works. You will be worried about your enemies, and the word will bring you Psalm 91 and 7. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but the pestilence, the enemy, will not overtake thee. Prayer still works. You will be worried. Hallelujah. About your infirmities, worried about your disease process. But the word will bring back to you in prayer the Spirit, Isaiah 53 and 5, that he was wounded for your transgressions and my transgressions. He was bruised, hallelujah, for your iniquities and my iniquities. But the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. It'll bring you Isaiah 54 and 17, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. It'll bring you Acts 16 and 31, that if you will believe on the Lord, then not only you, but everybody in your household shall be saved. It'll bring you James 5 and 14. Are there any sick among you? If so, call for the elders of the church. Let them anoint you with oil. Pray over you, and the prayer of faith shall save the righteous. It'll bring that word back because you understand the power of prayer. Let's get ready to go into prayer this morning. Hallelujah. You know what you need and what you want from God. And you know also what you need to thank him for. Begin to call it out into the atmosphere. The lines are muted. No one can hear you. Dear Lord, we come this morning in the name of Jesus. Father, we praise you because we are they who believe that prayer still works. We thank you, God, because you told us in Matthew 17 and 20. That if we come to you and we have faith as a mustard seed, not the size of a mustard seed, but as a mustard seed that grows up into a very productive tree, we could ask what we will, God, and that thing shall be done, Lord God. We are they who believe the word in Mark 11 and 24, that whatsoever things we desire, when we pray, if we believe them and not doubt, then we shall receive what we desire. We are those people, God, who believe the word in Proverbs 3 and 6, that in all of our ways, if we acknowledge you, you shall direct our paths. We are those sisters and brothers, Father, who believe Philippians 4 and 19, that you shall supply all, every one of our needs according to your riches and glory. We are those who still believe in the power of prayer. Now, Father, I come in agreement with the prayers that are being placed before you right now for every situation, everything that every person listening is praying for right now. We are those who believe that prayer still works. It still heals. It still saves. It still delivers. It still brings forth the return on investment. It still yields productive fruit. It still covers our children. It still comes in and unifies or reunifies families. It still comes in and makes ways out of no way. It still opens doors. It still makes our enemies our footstools. It still causes you to do the impossible. We are those, God, who believe that prayer still works. It still works. It still works. It still works. We are those who still believe in the power of prayer. Now, Lord, perform your word. You are not a man that you should lie. Perform your word, God, in our lives. Perform your word for our children. Perform your word for our spouses. Perform your word for our friends, our families, even our enemies. Perform your word. We are those who believe that prayer still works. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, come on and say amen. Come on and say amen. Oh, come on and praise him. Wherever you are, I want you to say this morning, I believe that prayer still works. Say it again. I believe, hallelujah, that prayer still works. Say it again. I believe that prayer still works. Let me give you our announcement and then our task for today, and we got to close out this broadcast. I believe it, y'all. Still works. Whoo. Remember that this broadcast will be posted on my ministry site after 8 a.m. Eastern. Please share it with someone. Prayer still works at feeldfire.com, F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com, on the morning motivation page. They can access it from anywhere, their cell phones or their laptops. Additionally, you can always follow me on social media on my Facebook page. That's at Rossi Williams, R-A-W-S-I Williams. And there's also a morning motivation page, which is at Evangelist Rossi Williams. So I want you to stay connected with me. Now, our topic for this morning was, does anybody still believe in the power of prayer? It still works. Your task for today is to reestablish your prayer life with the Lord, a consistent prayer life, and let him know what you want and what you need, but also give him thanks because prayer still works. Prayer still works. It still works. Hallelujah. Talk to God about it. I promise you prayer still works.